Services.
Hi, I'm trying to reach out Wensley, please.
This is it.
Hey, Wensley, how you doing, buddy? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy. Just checking in with you. I think when we spoke last, you were waiting to purchase the building available next to you. Or are you waiting for it to become available so you could purchase it? So I was just checking in to see. Just really checking in with you, really, all around.
Oh, yeah. It's still not because... somebody has actually bought that building, but the place is still available. So they refuse to cut a deal with me. The price that I want to do it for, they refuse to do it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're charging like $3,600, 36 point something a month, and which will bring it to almost like $5,000 a month for the place. Which is, you know, taxes, triple net, and they refuse to negotiate that price. So the place has been empty for like 10 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, that's ridiculous. They're just losing money then, huh?
I know.
Wow.
If that was me, I would prefer to just rent it for almost nothing than not getting anything at all.
Seriously, you know? But I guess... can't make sense to some people.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I don't move yet. Yeah, that's the only reason I didn't move yet, because I need to grow my business, move it to a different location, because where I am now, it freaking sucks.
I'm sorry. It's got to be frustrating.
Really bad. Yeah. And I'm trying... Do you provide loan for business, right?
We do have working capital loans that you can use however you need to.
Okay, for business.
Correct.
So the last time we spoke, so the working capital that you're talking about, is it a long-term payment or is it a short-term payment?
I mean, the longest term typically I ever see is 18 months. But I would not expect a term that long for your first go-around, really. I mean, it's possible it could be 18 months. It really just depends on a lot of factors like business credit and personal credit. But usually for the first go-around, it's only around 12 to 15 months as a maximum.
To pay off the debt.
Right.
So if I wanted to get something longer, you guys can't provide that.
For equipment, we can go up to 5 years. For just unsecured working capital, that you can use however you need to. Typically, the maximum term is 18 months. I have seen 24 before, but it's very rare. Very rare.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to... I may probably do... if I want to do a working capital... if I want to do a working capital for... let's just say 18 months. What's the maximum you guys can provide?
Is it usually what the lend is? Well, it's based off the revenue of the business, and usually what the lend is up to 10% of the annual sales.
Mm-hmm. When you say 10% of the annual sales, so if I don't do any sales, my difference is. I'm trying to get a loan maybe by April or May for my tax accounting business, and I don't do sales. I only get income.
It's not really sales. It's just the gross revenue of the business. So we'll end up to 10% of the gross revenue of the business.
So if I make $100,000, you guys can only give like $10,000.
Right. Okay. Now, you can do a loan on any business you want to, and you can use the funds wherever you need to. We don't monitor the use of the funds. So if you have another business that makes more revenue, you can take a loan out on that business and use it for the other business. You know, we don't monitor the use of those funds, so it's something that you can do.
Okay. And then when you come up with the 10%, do you come up with the the net revenue, or is it a gross revenue?
It's the gross revenue. It'd be the highest number.
Okay.
Yeah, so for example, what they would do... I'm sorry,
anything,
go
anything before expenses, that's the one you would be taking.
Right, yeah, it's the gross revenue. It's before taxes, payroll, inventory, you know, before any funds are spent, it's the actual gross revenue that they lend off of. It'd be the highest number.
Okay. You can give me a call back like on April and see, because I'm trying to move my place, because we're trying to buy a house. If we buy a house, we probably need to move our place to a different location. So I will need some working capital. So the highest interest you guys charge is what?
There's really no APR, because most of the time the loans are shorter than a year, so it doesn't have it's not annualized. What you pay is a fixed cost for the funds. Usually you're going to pay anywhere from around 10 cents on the dollar to as high as maybe 35 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
Just depending on the actual term itself.
10% to 35%.
Right. If you're comparing it to a longer term loan, like maybe a 3 to 5 year loan term, as far as the actual cost goes, it usually equivalates to about a 5 to 8% interest rate, if you want to look at it like that. But it's obviously just much shorter in term. One benefit to these loan programs, though, is that it does stay off your personal credit, so it's not going to report on as a trade line on your personal credit. And it also you're also able to renew the terms once you're 50% paid in. You can renew the terms for a longer term, a lower cost of funds, and obviously more funds as well. And any costs, you know, the cost of the loan itself, you can obviously write that off as well as a business expense.
Yeah. But my other question, how would I know which percentage rate I'm going to pay?
Unfortunately, I don't know until I get the loan approval. But that would be on the loan documents that I provide to you. And that's something I would go over with you, obviously, before the loan funded. I'd be able to show you quite a few different options, maybe the longest term, the shortest term, and something in between, and let you make a decision on what you think would benefit you the most, really.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I'm going to know for sure maybe by April, after April 15th, after tax season.
Okay.
I'm trying to move my location. Okay. Both location, my shipping and my taxes to the place that I'm talking about. So I'm going to need at least $30,000 to get this place ready.
Okay.
You see, so that's the reason why. So by April, if you can, yeah, that would be great. You can just give me a call back again. We can just go over a few things. Because my tax accounting office, I make about $300,000 a year. But expenses just eat almost everything.
Okay, yeah. I mean, what I'll probably do is I'll set up an appointment to give you a call around the middle of March. That way you have enough time to gather the documents we need for the approval and get the approval, obviously, and then show you some numbers that are going to work for you.
Okay. That works.
All right, buddy. Well, if you want to...
Mm-hmm.
Sure. If you want to get in touch with me, you know, for anything that pops up between now and then, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to look into it for you.
No problem. I think email me your info again, because I don't think I probably have it, but you can email it to me again.
Sure. Is it just PWACCILIEN 2010 at Hotmail?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. I'll send you out some information so you have that, and look forward to hearing back from you. If not, I'll touch base with you in May. I mean, sorry, March.
No, March. Thanks a lot, man.
You too, buddy. Take care.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.